Are you ready to go? Colorado State Fair gets going Friday, August 24th through Labor Day, September 3rd. Take it all in, from the Super Carnival and free tribute band concerts, to fiesta and rodeo, to free attractions, including surfing dogs, pig racing, and kids pedal tractor pull. It's summer's biggest party and best value, with daily deals and discounts. Go! Colorado State Fair, August 24th through September 3rd in Pueblo. Get info at coloradostatefair.com.
You know what really brings the flavor? Pork, and at a great value. So head to your grocer's meat case, pick up some pork, and visit pork.org/cooking for recipe ideas and more.
Brought to you by your Colorado Pork Producers Council. Learn more online at copork.org.
My guest once again is Lee Clancher, widely published author and professional photographer, talking about his latest book, Tractor. One of my all-time favorites, if I had to just pick one. John Deere's Waterloo Boy. That one, for some reason, holds something special. Do you have one like that?
I do. We have, in fact, one of the earliest Waterloo Boys in existence. It's in the Keller collection that we photographed in a studio at Bruce's place in Wisconsin. So Bruce and I built a studio at his place and photographed about 30 of his machines, and the Waterloo Boy is one of them. The Waterloo Boy is also just another tremendous story. Has roots in the Froelich tractor. We talk about how that link was made. But the Waterloo Boy is really built by a man named Louis Wheatry in his backyard. The really interesting thing about the Waterloo Boy was John Deere being so conservative in the early days, they got into tractors. Everybody knew the tractor was going to be a big deal in terms of the big manufacturers. It's also a massive amount of R&D to make it happen. So John Deere was pretty cautious, and you know, a lot of them were. IH also was actually quite cautious with tractors. John Deere bought Waterloo Boy as their way in. They fell in love with that two-cylinder. So John Deere's two-cylinder legacy, which, as you know, lasted until 1960-61, started with Waterloo Boy. So Waterloo Boy is really, really fascinating story.
And just recently, I saw one go at auction for over $90,000. So I wish we still had one around our place. And, you know, I wasn't around to experience steam tractors, but I'm sure at the time, those were something when they were developed.
Yeah, those are amazing. And the thing I think I love the most about those really early big, like, steamers and the early gas machines is, you know, there's so few of them. So you may find a collector and he says, hey, we know this is one of seven. And the thing that's amazing about those guys is they will quite often find a rusted relic or a machine that's incomplete. They're rarely complete because they're just so old. And then have to use blueprints, and they use CAD/CAM. They have to do research in order to recreate parts. I mean, you can't just go to Steiner Tractors and order a new flywheel or a new wheel, or all these parts generally have to be sourced from somebody who might have one, or more likely made. So those machines themselves, each one is kind of a work of art. And those restorers are historians and fabricators, just a really, really interesting era of tractor.
Well, something else that readers will find inside the book, and you mentioned it earlier, the wonderful photography, not only taken by yourself, but other photographers, but also those illustrations that are in Tractor. Who contributed to some of those?
Oh, just fantastic. The art in the book just blew me away what we found. So we found a mix of a lot of stuff by industrial designers. So, and what we found is each one would have an archive, and there's plenty of tractor stuff. So we have, I'd mentioned some things by Henry Dreyfus and Henry Dreyfus Associates. Actually, the last industrial designer to work with Henry Dreyfus, Chuck Pelley, contributed some original work as well. Chuck has done designs for BMW and Disney and all kinds of things. So he did some original work for a piece. He tells a story about, I'm going to go off on a little sidebar. He tells a story about introducing a John Deere tractor. One of his first jobs for Henry Dreyfus was one of Deere's new cabs. And he was so proud of this cab that he wanted to present it to the Deere executives first time they saw it in motion. And he felt he should drive it himself. Well, that went very, very badly. He had never driven a tractor. He actually drove over a Volkswagen Beetle in front of the whole group. So he told that story. But back to the art, and a number of other, Greg Montgomery was one of the key industrial designers for IH at Ford, Ford New Holland. He opened his archives up. We have tons of stuff there that hasn't been seen. We have things from Ray Lowy, who of course drew for IH. On and on and on. We have Brooks Stevens from who did stuff for Alice Chalmers. Brooks, we discovered, also did things for Minneapolis Moline in the 60s. Some of his hand sketches are in there, so they're gorgeous. We are, and the Henry Dreyfuss people, we got into a bunch of things. So we have lots of new generation drawings that are really fascinating. And even the 5010, we have a drawing of the 5010. Very cool stuff. And then we also discovered that so many great photographers had been shooting tractors, especially around 30s, 40s, and 50s. So we have images from Ansel Adams, the famous landscape photographer, Dorothea Lange, the famous Depression-era photographer, Russell Lee, who was a contemporary of Dorothea Lange. Just phenomenal stuff that gets you sort of a look not only at the tractor but at the time and a feel of what's happening at that time. So visually, I'd have to say this book far exceeded what I'd hoped. And that doesn't happen often when you make a book. Usually you make a book and you have very high expectations. You get close and then you're happy. But the images we found in these archives were just absolutely unbelievable.
In the final segment of this week, Inside the Barn, we'll wrap up the interview with author, publisher, and photographer Lee Clancher, and you'll find out how you can get a copy of his new book, Tractor. Stay tuned. Colorado Livestock Association members are cattle and sheep feeders, cow-calf producers, dairy farmers, swine operations, and industry partners. They work on behalf of their members in the regulatory and legislative arenas in Colorado. To learn more and become a member of the Colorado Livestock Association, please visit coloradolivestock.org.
Do you dream of owning your first farm or ranch? With assistance from your local bank and the Colorado Ag Development Authority, your dream can become a reality. Visit your local banker, check us out at cadafarmloan.com, or call Jim Rubing at 303-815-9543 for details.